During this week's roundtable, we got to discuss a really popular South Korean TV drama, 来自星星的你. And during the discussion, you know, we got to talk about what exactly soap opera is. Because obviously, John, you don't think that this show falls into the category of a soap opera. So what exactly is a soap opera?
Well, a soap opera is characterized by having a large, large cast of characters and storylines that basically never end.And just over the top acting and melodrama. I would say that 来自星星的你 definitely does not actually fit that at all. In fact, we have a clip of some American and even a Mexican soap opera to give you a taste of what soap opera actually is.
I promise that I will live for you.
No, si eso no lo dudo. La misma chusma, la misma muerta de amor.
No.Because I'd rather kick your ass.
Thanks to the two of you, I freaked out on Logan and I put him in a coma and then I find out that you guys were wrong all along. He wasn't the killer.
Okay, so I got a brief idea. 所以说肥皂剧似乎就是那种特别冗长，似乎永远也播不完的。And also, it sounds like from the soundbite we're listening to, they're really dramatic.
And it's very dramatic.
Not that well made.
Well, the production value is actually quite low because many soap operas are actually, they're broadcast 5 days a week, usually sometime in the afternoon. And so the production cycle has to be very, very, short just because, I mean, they pretty much don't take any breaks. They might take a couple seasonal breaks around the summer and the winter, otherwise they just keep going all year.
所以说美国意义上的肥皂剧是那种日播的肥皂剧，然后可能会一播播好几年或者好多年， right?
Oh yeah, no, I mean like All My Children, for example, my mother, she's been watching that since she was a teenager, and it's still on ABC. Like if you go to the United States right now, you can go and still watch All My Children.
Yeah, final question. So something like 来自星星的你, what category would it fall into?
I would say it's more like a romantic drama or something like a romantic comedy to a certain degree, just because the premise is quite, it's a little bit too fantastic, I would say, but in general, it's definitely not a soap opera. Mm. That being said, I think a lot of Chinese shows can actually fit into part of the definition of soap opera.
And that is bad?
No, there is that, but also just in terms of the over-the-top emotions that we see half the time in a lot of these very popular Chinese TV dramas, you also see similar kinds of things in American soap operas.
I got it. So if we make those dramas longer and on daytime television, they will be soap operas.
Exactly.
All right. That's good to know.